But let's meet one family now. Marcy and David Connolly Lynn have been sailing around the world on the Nine of Cups for 12 years. And that was never the plan. It was nearly 13 years. G'day, Marcy.
Hi there. How are you?
And hi, David.
Good morning, Rick.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
How did you start this little journey that's gone for 13 years?
Well, actually, David can tell you that because it was his dream.
Yeah, it was dream of mine since I was a little boy. I never really conveyed that information to Marcy when we were first together, so it was a bit of a surprise about
notes to young couples, check lifelong ambitions before you commit. And
I was game. So after we got our kids off to uni, we decided we would sell up and sail off. And we did. We bought a boat, sold everything we owned in the U.S., including our cars and home, everything, and took off on a boat. And here we are 13 years later in Hobart, Tasmania.
And how do you stay financially afloat doing that?
We make a small income from writing. We write magazine articles. We were very frugal and saved a lot when we were younger and working and making a lot of money. And now we live very frugally on the boat. It doesn't cost a lot to sail once you own your boat. And that's how we get by.
And then we go to the local radio stations and, beg for alms or whatever.
Sell your story. The blog that you have is a fantastic travel log of the places that you go to and visit. And it's called?
It's called Just a Little Further. And www.justalittlefurther.com.
Why is that the title?
Because when we first started out, we didn't know how far we would go. And instead of making this plan to go around the world, for instance, which seemed very daunting at the time, we decided if we could just get to one spot and if we liked it, we'd go just a little further. And here we are. So I'll give you an example of that. We were in the Caribbean and going through the Panama Canal. And the plan, this was in 2005, was to go across the Pacific then. And I read an article about Ecuador. And David said, if we go through the canal and take a left, there you are in Ecuador, just a little further. And there we were.
It's an amazing sort of kind of freedom. And yet, whilst you have the whole world available to you, you're living in very confined quarters. How do you do some of the practical stuff like laundry?
When we're in town, like here, we can go to a laundromat and lug the dirty laundry around and whatever. Otherwise, we collect rainwater on occasion, and we'll do laundry by hand when we're at sea, hang it out on the lifelines, and it dries. And we seem to get everything done, and it's not really that much of a difficulty.
I imagine with just two of you, wouldn't get through so many clothes. You don't dress for dinner necessarily. David, where do you get sent when you're in trouble? Normally, it's to the doghouse.
To the doghouse,
once you're
yes.
retired, which is have you shed out the back. So where do you go?
Right. That would be the dinghy in our case.
Right.
No, actually, we do manage to maintain our space and our independence a little bit on the boat. And when there's problems, we just find our own little area to sit in and
Sulk.
You need your sulking spots. 28 past 7 on 936 ABC Hobart. Marcy and David Connolly Lynn have been sailing around the world for 13 years since they retired. And it looks like you'll be going another 13 years very easily. Now, Christmas in Hobart?
Yes.
Do you get to spend many Christmases with your family?
No, we don't. Primarily because in the Northern Hemisphere, it's very cold where we're from. Denver and Boston are our two big places to visit in the States. So we don't. But this will be our second Christmas in Australia. Last year was in Sydney in time for the your wonderful fireworks up there. So, and here we just decided that Hobart is a lovely town. We've really enjoyed it. We've been writing and writing and writing about all of the things to do here. We are just absolutely amazed and overwhelmed with the hospitality and the friendliness of the people. We went to your carols by candlelight the other evening in St. David's Park. It was absolutely wonderful. Good way to get into the spirit of the season.
First time here?
Yes.
Yes. Now, before you go, David, people will be furious if we don't get the specs of your boat.
Ah, okay. It's a 45-foot yacht, sailing yacht, cutter rigged, 1986 fiberglass boat. We've done over 70,000 nautical miles on her now, and she's doing quite well.
She's a Liberty.
A Liberty.
Is the manufacturer. And 1986 vintage.
And the Nine of Cups is her name. Why that name?
It's a tarot card, and it means your dreams come true. And it is. It's that's what we're living, our dream.
And can you see yourself continuing to live your dream like this? Where haven't you been?
We haven't been to Asia yet. Other than that, we've been to every continent.
And we'll hopefully finish the circumnavigation this next year at Christmas. We hope to be in Cape Town, which would complete a circumnavigation for us. And then we'll probably turn back and head to back to Asia.
I admire that while there's so many people trying to get around the world in record time, that you have done it in appropriate time. I think it's the slow travel movement.
If there's a record time, it's going to be the opposite record, the longest circumnavigation ever.
That's right. I think Marco Polo was quicker, wasn't he?
I think he was.
Yeah, slower than Marco Polo. Christmas lunch on board?
Christmas lunch on board. Big dinner for us because we're still got that Northern Hemisphere mentality. Mm. We need to have our turkey.
Me too.
And I love it.
How do you, with your cooking facilities, can you fit a turkey in your oven?
Well, actually, I had to go to Woolies and with my tape measure and measure the turkey before we purchased it to make sure it would fit into our little oven and into our freezer. So,
and that's the kind of organization you need when you sail around the world. A pleasure to meet you. Happy Christmas.
Happy and Christmas to you.
The Nine of Cups, you can hunt around the docks and see if you can find it and wave
Elizabeth
and say hello.
Elizabeth Street Pier.
There you go, Elizabeth Street Pier. Go and say hi. I'm sure you'll be more than welcome.